There was once a beehive on the hills of Mount Hymettus in ancient Greece. Nestled in pine-covered mountains not far from Athens, the bees produced some of the finest honey in the empire. Their hive was mounted in the branches of a cypress tree near the peak of the mountain. On a clear day, the bees could see past the rolling hills and the Temple of Zeus, all the way to the white marble Parthenon in Athens. The queen bee was very proud of the honey they made. Her worker bees were known for finding and collecting the best nectar on the mountain. These workers loved their jobs, for there was nothing more delightful than going out for a long harvesting session on a fresh spring day. On one such day, the queen bee woke early. She flew out in the dawn light, watching its rosy fingers illuminate the flowers on the mountain. The scent of fresh nectar lingered in the air, resting in the mist of the morning fog. Perhaps today was a good day to sample some of the sweet nectar her workers collected so diligently. There was nothing like nectar straight from the flower. Her hive especially liked making honey from thyme flowers. So, after flying around, enjoying the cool morning breeze, brushing through her microscopic hairs, she began to look for the purple buds of the thyme plant. The beautiful petals blossomed on top of green stems and let off a sweet scent as the queen bee drew near. As she landed on the delicate flower, she took a moment to look around. The world was starting to come to life. Villagers were walking groggily out of their homes, stretching their hands above their heads, ready for their daily harvest. Birds twittered above, flapping their wings in the morning light. A little fox walked by the flower where the bee was sitting and peered at her curiously before trotting away. The queen loved mornings. With one final look around, she sank her tongue into the flower, tasting its sweet and fruity nectar. She tasted some of it and then took flight. As she buzzed through the air, she took the time to hover over daisies and chamomile flowers, enjoying the different smells they gave off. Some were sweet, and others slightly bitter. And then she came to rest on her next perch. Sitting in the center of the flower, she could hear a river trickling nearby. She delighted in the sound of its water splashing over small rocks. Again, she sampled the nectar, thinking of how the whole hive worked together to turn these little bits of liquid into the best honey across the land. Taking flight again, the queen bee flew over a small sanctuary to Zeus, where some of the villagers left offerings to the gods. The white columns shone in the bright sun, reflecting onto the plants and trees around them. The queen watched the people going in and out of the temple, dreaming of the immortal realm. The nice thing about being a bee was that if she wanted to present a gift to the gods, she could simply fly to Mount Olympus and hand it to them. She thought about this as she rested on the flower, enjoying the morning sunshine